It's not pretty to watch. Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt is candid about that.
I think any time the police are using force, it can be upsetting.
Schmidt says he reviewed the video shortly after the arrest of Franklin Hoogendoorn in September 2014. It shows two officers and a jailer escorting Hoogendoorn into a Sitka jail cell, handcuffed behind his back, stripping him down to his underwear, and tasering him multiple times in the thigh while holding his arms and legs together behind his back in a move that is sometimes called hog-tying. But Schmidt says this isn't the whole story.
What you're seeing on the video is a culmination of a longer contact.
Schmidt says the scene in the jail cell began earlier in the evening on the sidewalk in front of a Sitka bar where the underage Hoogendoorn had been trying to buy drinks. Schmidt says Hoogendoorn was combative when officers initially approached him, and the struggle continued as he was taken into custody.
You can't see him fighting back. According to the officers, he was resisting in the jail cell. He was using his arms and his legs to not comply, and he was doing so with force. The officer mentioned several times that he's a very strong young man.
The video was posted by Alexander Allison, a middle school teacher in Sitka, who obtained it from Hoogendoorn. The treatment of Hoogendoorn struck a nerve with Allison because he had a similar encounter with Sitka police a few months later. Allison submitted a commentary to KCAW describing his arrest in February while observing officers conduct a drunk driving investigation on an acquaintance, also outside a bar.
Without being charged, without being read my rights, without being given a phone call, I was handcuffed, taken into custody, placed in a cell, stripped naked, given a concussion, and held until late the following morning. After being released, I was not arraigned for 7 weeks. My arrest wasn't recorded in the local police blotter. Appearing in court, the district attorney pulled me aside, apologized for the circumstances, and offered to dismiss my charges of drunk and disorderly conduct and criminal mischief for my behavior after my arrest. Though not physically resisting, I did not go quietly.
Allison posted the proposed radio commentary along with the video in social media. The commentary is under review by a broadcasting attorney because it alleges that two of the three officers in the Hoogendoorn arrest had been involved in previous disciplinary action for excessive use of force. Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt says that one officer disciplined for using a taser against a man in Roswell, New Mexico, who subsequently died, was cleared of any wrongdoing along with his fellow officers at the time. Schmidt says the allegations against the second Sitka officer involved in a shooting have also been taken out of context. But context doesn't necessarily resolve one other aspect of this incident. In the video, after the three officers leave Hoogendoorn prone and immobile on a plastic pad, stripped to his underwear, one of them utters a slur. It's not racial, but it's unprofessional. Sheldon Schmidt.
It is, and we don't want guys to say stuff like that, but that will give you some insight into how he's feeling at the time, that this was uncomfortable for them, and they felt like the guy was not cooperating at all with them. In fact, he was fighting them.
KCAW attempted to reach Franklin Hoogendoorn, but his phone wasn't taking messages. Alexander Allison, again in his commentary, says he thinks police in Sitka have crossed a line.
If a teacher and a native teenager can have their constitutional rights so grievously violated, then it could happen to anyone. Your son or daughter, your husband or wife, your best friend who might have been out at a bar or was pulled over for a failure to signal a turn. I know there are many good law enforcement officers here, and they play an important and necessary role. I'm proud to say I have taught their children. But there has been a dangerous shift in department protocol, and this needs to be addressed.
Chief Schmidt says his department has worked ceaselessly to build bridges in the community. He's willing to talk about this topic with anyone. He also concedes that things could have been different.
We're not perfect, but in this instance, I think the cops were trying to do the best they could. Could they have handled it differently? Yes. And probably in a way that wasn't so negative looking. You know, I think they could have just simply backed out of the jail cell at that point when he's refusing to comply with what they wanted him to do.
Schmidt says he's been considering body cameras long before they became a high-profile subject nationally. More video will help us, he says. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.